Thank you, Jesus. Turn to 2 Corinthians 6, please. Verse 14. Do not be unevenly yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? What communion has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? What part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, I will walk among them, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, now I want to stop at therefore. Therefore is a vital, important word. Therefore. In other words, if you do this, I'll do that. Therefore, if you will endure, if you will resist, therefore. Sometimes therefore is a final conclusion. Therefore, if you'll do this, if you'll what? Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I'll receive you. I'll be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord. Therefore, if you do this, in other words, it's a final conclusion. It's a request. Therefore. That's why he says many times, therefore what? Stand. Stand has a specific meaning. Therefore, a place of choice. You have a choice with therefore. It's a place of what? Choice. If you do this, then he'll do that. Or sometimes, like I said, it's a final conclusion. Therefore. In Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in this light he meditates day and night, or he focuses. He shall be what? Like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall never, not wither. And whatever he does shall what? Prosper. So if you want to prosper, there's your answer. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, hello, final conclusion. The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment or the place of reward, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall what? Perish. Ungodly. They will not stand in the place of rewards. We need to stand so badly right now. It's incredible, all of the stuff that's going on. We need to make choices that are eternal bound. Colossians chapter 2, verse 16, please. So let no one judge you in food or in drink. Amen? Or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substances of Christ. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom all the body nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments grows with the increase that is from God. Therefore, in other words, choice. Acceptance. If you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to regulations? do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish with the using, according to the commandments and doctrines of men. In other words, why are you allowing the commandments of men and the requests of men supersede the things of God? These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom and self-imposed religion and false humility. Every monk out there is a false humility. I've run into many of them. It's a false humility. Sometimes you wonder, my gosh, how humble they are. But they have a false humility. And neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. It is a conclusion, if you died with Christ, then you're no longer bound to the basic principles of this world. Colossians 3, verse 5. Therefore what? Put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and put on the new man, who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him. For there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put to death the old and put on the new. Ephesians 6, verse 13. Therefore, is that a choice? Yep. Take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to what? To stand. Well, to stand is to overcome. To stand is to resist. Verse 14, stand therefore, having girded your waist with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you are able to quench all fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Holy Spirit, tongues, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. The way to stand. The way to stand. In other words, what's he say? Well, you got to make a choice to stand. And if you'll do this, so God's telling us, this is how you stand. What's he saying? Put on the full armor of God. You know, the world doesn't know about these things. Many believers still don't believe in putting on the full armor of God. They don't get dressed for war. In fact, they don't get dressed for anything. The only thing they get dressed for is waiting for more to get dressed for. Hello? Material things. Material world. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. But we are bound to what? Give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, here's a choice. Stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or by what? Our epistle. In other words, hold fast. Therefore, stand fast. Hold on for life. Hold on for what? Life. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God the Father, who have loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope, by grace comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Stand. Therefore, stand fast. Hold on for life. Romans 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Remember, therefore is associated with choice. Amen. Who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Well, there it is. That's the conclusion of it. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death, if I'm walking in the Spirit and not in the flesh. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemns sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement, so there's a requirement. What is the requirement? Of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So the requirement is to walk according to the Spirit, not according to the flesh. That's the choice. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be fleshly minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal or fleshly mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Yes. So it's a choice. If you walk in the Spirit, or you don't walk in the Spirit, you walk in the flesh. Now, it's not an area of, if you're walking in the Spirit, if you're not walking in the Spirit, you're walking in the flesh. It's one or the other. There is no in between. There's no purgatory, okay? To lie from hell. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. For this is the will of God, your what? Sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter. Because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified, for God did not call us to uncleanness but to holiness. Therefore he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit, who has also given us the Holy Spirit. But concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. And indeed you do so toward all the brethren who are in Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, that you increase more and more, and that you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own beeswax, and to work out with your own hands, as we command you, that you may walk properly toward those who are outside, that you may lack nothing. That you may lack what? Nothing. Hallelujah. Those that reject the saying, reject God. That's the conclusion. Matthew 24, verse 15. God is sending out a message globally. It's a therefore message. Therefore stand. He's giving people the opportunity to overcome the enemy. Matthew 24:15, is everybody there? Therefore, here's a choice. And a conclusion, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. and let him who is in a field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babes in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in the winter or on a Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation. So we can see that they're in tribulation. But they've just entered great tribulation, such as not been seen the beginning of the world until this time now. No, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be what? Shortened. Everybody knows that time is moving faster. It seems like the days are shortening. Amen. Then if anyone says, you look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. So he's told us beforehand, right? Praise God. Therefore, stand, make the choice to resist, to hold fast, no matter what's going on in your life. Remember, it's not your life. See, but we always are looking at, well, this is my life. No, it's not. This is his life. You're just a carrier of his life. Your life that's attached to the world is on the outside, not on the inside. The old life is called flesh. Praise God. Psalm 33 in verse 8. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. The Lord brings counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the people of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. How many of you know that the United States has been rededicated back to Christ? Amen. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From the place of his dwelling, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a vain hope for safety. Neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, reverence him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Oh, praise God. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. Praise God. Psalm 130, verse 1. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my voice of my supplications. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And in his word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Hebrews 10, verse 35. What's the first word? Therefore. Do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the what? Promise. People want the promise before completing what God's asked them to do. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. James 4, verse 7. Therefore submit to God. What's he saying? Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Therefore, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Submit, resist, that's to stand. Therefore stand, make the choice to stand, resist. Amen? Hold fast, hold on for life. Again, there's a lot of turmoil going on. We are in perilous times. And it's going to get crazier and crazier. We ain't seen nothing yet. That's why Trump's sending in all the military in all the states. So they can't really do the big arrests yet. And so everything's in position. And a lot of people are going to die. And they're going to die because they're stupid. They're going to die because they're deceived, believing in something that's not true, listening to the goofy media that lies. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's going to wipe out a part of humanity by stupidity. And I'm going to close at 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Be what? Sober, be vigilant. Yes, be alert, be consistent, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion. Now, don't think this is one devil. This is many devils. Demons, seeking whom they may devour. Resist, that means stand. Steadfast in the faith. Hold on. Knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world, so you're not the only one. When the enemy tries to tell you you're the only one, I can't believe I'm the only one who goes through this. I'm the only one this happens to. What's he just done? Brought you to you. You might as well just take the back and hit yourself in the head. Because the enemy's trying to do that. He's trying to always bring you to you. Why? Then your eyes come off of Jesus. And he's your only peace, joy, and righteousness. He's your only freedom. He's the only way maker. So as soon as you start getting your eyes and focus on you more than anything else, you've bitten the bait. Make sure you spit out the hook and throw up the worm. Get rid of it. Resist them steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you've been slapped around a little bit, after you've been tested, after you've been tried, after you've been run over, and you didn't lose, you didn't stay down, you've been knocked on, but you got back up. See, it says, after you suffered a while, not forever. He's going to what? Perfect, establish, and strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever and ever and ever and forever and ever. Amen? Therefore, do what? Stand. Overcome, resist. Hold on for life, his life. And don't look back. That's when you get run over. You know? So hold everything. Therefore, stand, says the Lord, for now. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. Seal it, perfect it, and bring it to remembrance, especially when we're about to get challenged the rest of this week. We thank you very much. It's a part of suffering. But hallelujah, we're going to endure. We're going to get tested on tonight's teaching. Oh, praise be to God. Rejoice and be glad. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.